This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
What a week. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I feel like I'm a little loud tonight, just that a little bit. This is going to seem like an odd kickoff, but bear with me, because this is the story of Harvey Weinstein and the full-on display and the difference 24 hours makes. The full-on display of hypocrisy coming from the left. Harvey Weinstein is like, the old school big time Hollywood bosses. The Warners, the Mayors. He comes from a time, when they were shifting from one setup to another. It used to be that everybody was under contract. They did the movies they were told to do, not the ones they wanted to do. Now remember that Hillary Clinton, late night TV hosts, all of the media, they've all been piling on me and you and Trump and the NRA for something none of us did. Now we have Harvey Weinstein. Now this is a guy that is a big time donor to the Democrats. But he's also a mega successful movie producer. He has four Best Picture Oscars. To a lot of these guys that donate and throw the kind of parties this guy throws, they think that they have purchased immunity from the politicos, from the media. So for Harvey Weinstein, it's probably quite shocking that the New York Times is pointing out that he is basically a sexual predator. The title of the article, Decades of Sexual Harassment Accusations Against Harvey Weinstein. And these are not no names. Okay? Ashley Judd, who's crazy, but she can act. Rose McGowan, who's crazy, but she can act. I mean, these two ladies have been, they've been headliners over time and everything else. They describe what they've been through. Rose McGowan was paid $150,000 to be quiet. By Weinstein. 2 decades ago, Weinstein invited Ashley Judd to the Peninsula Beverly Hills Hotel. And she was, just starting out. She was right before Kiss the Girls, which was, I think, a great flick. Morgan Freeman, he's playing Alex Cross in that movie, and this is one of the first ones that came out for that. She thought it was going to be a business breakfast meeting, but he had her sent up to his room where he appeared in a bathrobe and asked if he could give her a massage or if she could watch him shower. And Judd says she remembers thinking, how do I get out of this room as fast as possible without alienating Harvey Weinstein? So, 2014, he invited Emily Nestor, who had worked just one day as a temporary employee, to the same hotel, and made another offer. If she accepted his sexual advances, he would boost her career. The following year, once again at the Peninsula, a female assistant said Mr. Weinstein badgered her into giving him a massage while he was naked, leaving her crying and very distraught. When you hear from all of these people in this account and the way this thing is laid out, this is one of the things you should go to the New York Times and read it. And they're only going with this because this is a big story, and they were afraid they would get left behind it. Now, I would wonder why the paper was publishing an attack on a pillar of the media wing of the establishment elite. because they themselves occupy a sizable role there. And there was a memo that was leaked out by somebody, and there was non-disclosure agreements that had silenced the women who took affirmative action over the years, and someone got access at some point to these memos that likewise was kept confidential and decided that the public, especially potential future victims of this guy, deserved to be warned about him. And that's just a guess, but that would account for the willingness of the paper to pursue the story. Someone was going to get the story if they didn't grab it, so they led. And this is a scoop worth having. And it helps. This will be one of these things where they say, yes, see, we went after one of our own. But for a lot of people, this isn't, I wouldn't even call it just garden variety sexual harassment. This is a guy who used his position to prey on young ladies in this business. He had a response for this, and it is hilarious. He's asking for forgiveness and promising to take a leave of absence from work to deal with this issue head on. He doesn't actually say he's going to check into rehab for sex addiction, which that's the customary Hollywood dodge for the smaller fry. But then in the last paragraph of his apology, he promises to devote his attention to fighting the NRA, the leftist's number one current bogeyman, and this will close the deal. There won't be much time for deep reflection on his own demons when he's fighting the devil as Hollywood sees it. He wants to fight a common enemy, to be bonded back to these people that he has preyed upon. Did Jimmy Kimmel talk about this last night? Stephen Colbert? Did Hillary Twinton, let's call her Twinton, did she get on Twitter last night to start blasting this guy? Is anybody blasting this guy? This guy is the kind of guy that I've seen parents kill over. I've seen guys like this guy get arrested. And who's seen the video of the guy that's walking through the courtroom or walking through the he's walking through the lobby, and the dad of his victim is sitting there acting like he's on the phone. He turns around and shoots the guy in the head. This is that kind of guy, the one that gets popped, that gets capped in the head. And as his mea culpa, his only twig he throws out there is, I'm going to go after the NRA. Well, what you say, I've heard about this movie for a while. It's supposed to star Meryl Streep. Don't know if she got on the casting couch with him or not. In today's world, you don't need to make a movie to be in media. I mean, go look at YouTube. There's a group of kids out in California that are multimillionaires for making YouTube videos. I'm trying to get in on that, some of that action. This guy is the boogeyman. He is the boogeyman incarnate. He is a predator. And the hypocrites in the press, well, with the exception of the New York Times this time, let's give the kudos where they go. Those guys, all of those guys, there's a special place in hell waiting for you fellas and ladies. I know you don't believe it. Do you know I don't care that you don't believe it? Do you get that? Special place waiting on you. So, remember that. Hypocrisy on parade. This pushed everything off the front pages today. This little ditty. And he's out there saying, I'm going to come back. I'm going to go after the NRA. You're going to see. Wayne LaPierre, he'll be having his retirement party where I had my bar mitzvah. All right, Predator, whatever you say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Nicholas Kristof at the New York Times. Roger made reference to him last night. He published an article that is basically a laundry list of things he thinks would stop another mass shooting in America, as if he has found the magic wand. None of it would have stopped Stephen Paddock. None of it would have stopped anybody that we have recently had do one of these things. And that's the big question. If you're going to propose a bill, can you at least show me what you're going to put in place so that we get protected? He wants to impose universal background checks before buying a gun. He says that more than 4 out of 5 Americans support this measure. Of course, he doesn't show any proof of that. He wants to ban bump stocks, which he didn't know existed till last Monday. Which he says they allow semi-automatic rifles to fire more like automatics. Bump fires allow you to shoulder a weapon and then bump fire. You can bump fire without a shoulder stock. You can bump fire without a slide fire. They do not make a semi-automatic fire like a automatic, because that would mean that it means one pull of the trigger is sending multiple rounds down range. It helps you pull the trigger fast, is what it does. So you're pulling, if you're firing 400 shots, you pull the trigger 400 times. That's all it does. Impose an age limit on 21 on gun purchases. It's already the law, Nicholas, you idiot. He wants to enforce a ban on possession of guns by anyone subject to a domestic violence protection order. This is a moment when people are upset and prone to violence. Have any one of these people that are prone to violence, have they done this, a shooting of this nature? No, I didn't think so. He wants to limit gun purchases by any one person to no more than, say, 2 a month and tighten rules on straw purchasers who buy for criminals. Make serial numbers harder to remove. Out of what? And that, I just had, Siri just tried to do something off that phrase, make serial numbers harder to remove. Limiting them to 2 a month wouldn't do anything. And making serial numbers harder to remove means we have to find a new element. That is, how do you put a serial number in something you can't scratch off? It has to be malleable. He wants to invest in smart gun purchases by police departments or the U.S. military to promote their use. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. A cop running the streets or the military going into combat do not need a smart weapon. They need a mechanical weapon. A mechanical weapon. Back in the 80s when we were fielding Black Hawk helicopters, they were relatively new in the 80s, the commanding general of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where I was stationed in the 101st Airborne Division, his aircraft was a Huey, which was completely mechanical. His pilot was a Huey veteran. He did not want anything to do with the electronic fly-by-wire Blackhawks. Something to be said about mechanics. He wants to require safe storage to reduce theft, suicide, and accidents by children. And he wants to invest in research to see what interventions will be more effective in reducing gun deaths so we can base our policies on robust evidence. Okay, safe storage. The only way to enforce safe storage means we do away with the Fourth Amendment. That means that somebody can come into your house anytime they want and make sure you've got safe storage. And if I am safely storing a weapon in a safe, and I have segregated this, he would want me to also segregate my ammunition away from it too. So if I've segregated my ammunition away from my weapon, I've got them locked up in two separate places, and I'm the one in charge of this key or this combination, and then I get suicidal, well, I'm just going to go open up the one safe with the ammo and go to the other safe with the gun, and then I'm going to commit suicide if that's the way I've chosen to do it. Safe storage? Didn't matter. Wouldn't matter. Universal background checks and increasing the age to 21. Paddock was almost at the age of qualifying for Medicare. Background checks, every FFL dealer is required to conduct them. There's already a ban on domestic abusers owning firearms. In fact, anyone convicted of a violent crime, domestic abuse, assault, computer fraud can't buy a firearm. The mentally adjudicated cannot buy a firearm. Those who have been dishonorably discharged from the military cannot buy a firearm. And the smart gun technology, it does exist. It won't do a damn thing to prevent mass shootings. It's unreliable technology, and the fact that criminals will always find a way to buy firearms that don't have such technology Even Wired magazine noted that its effect on mass shootings would be nothing. Limiting gun purchases per month isn't going to prevent mass shootings either. See, this is the thing about these people. They don't know. So they think that every mass shooter has to show up at a hotel room with 23 guns. That is not the case. That is not the case. Somebody who knew what they were doing would have just shown up with one and a lot of ammo to go with it, but with one. Bump stocks, they don't convert. And I'm going to tell you about bump stocks. I've changed my mind about bump stocks, but we'll get to that in a minute. It doesn't convert a semi-automatic into an automatic. That would be very illegal to do it. The ATF signed off on it under Obama, and you can be sure he would have sent something if he felt that this was problematic. The professor definitely would have said something. It's mostly used for recreational shooting, not mass shootings, which are still rare and don't constitute the majority of gun crimes. It's not even close. Microstamping. Maryland's tried it. Cost millions of dollars. It failed. That's why they scrapped it in 2015. After 15 years, you want to know how many cases it helped solve? Zero. Zero. Unintentional deaths by guns dropped 17% between 2014-2015. They constituted just 0.3% of accidental gun deaths in 2015 alone during a time when gun sales were at record highs. All of this stuff he's talking about, that's for research. The anti-gun left complains about barriers. Its strides have been made in this field for over 20 years. Lott has done it. Gaius has done it. Ludwig did it in response to Kleck in the Clinton administration and came out the other way. Came out not nearly the way they wanted it to be. 80% of the perpetrators in 62 cases of mass shootings obtained their weapons legally. Acute paranoia, delusions, and depression were rampant among them. And we found out today or the other day that he was taking diazepam. Nice try, Nicholas. No cigar. When we get back, we're going to lead off with a deli owner who I sincerely hope has to file bankruptcy in the next couple of weeks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Another instance of someone thinking that people who were shot at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival in Las Vegas deserved it. This would be Greg Morelli of Max's Deli in Highland Park, Illinois. Let me say that again. Greg Morelli of Max's Deli. Highland Park, Illinois. The Chicago area deli became the focus of controversy when he tweeted, "Soon as I heard it was country music, I felt relief. White people shooting white people isn't terror. It's community outreach." That tweet, of course, has since been deleted because whenever somebody says what they really mean and then somebody comes at him and says, "You are a despicable waste of skin, pal. I wish it was not frowned upon by society for me to beat you half to death with a brick and a mop handle," then they want to, you know, "I didn't mean it." That's what comes out. It spurred a backlash, which prompted Morelli to issue an apology, which also wasn't real well received. And this isn't his first. He's caused a firestorm with his political commentary either. Both Morelli and the deli received harsh criticism because of the tweet, with people issuing death threats and leaving dozens of one-star reviews on Yelp. One reviewer wrote, "The owner of this deli is a hateful, vile man who said that almost 600 people senselessly shot in LV deserved it." People reacted on Twitter as well, calling for a boycott of the business. "You're disgusting. Hopefully the community reaches out to you and your business. Your hatred and bigotry does not belong in America." He took to Facebook this past Tuesday to issue an apology for his controversial tweet. "I own the words I wrote. They hurt people. I apologized." This was on the deli page. "We live in a time of mass shootings. This is my mass apology. The thoughts have not worked. The prayers have not worked. What led me to think that Twitter was a good idea is beyond me. I simply do not know what to do about the shootings. Truly, I am lost." One Twitter user wrote, "Save your breath with a phony apology, Greggy." His controversy comes just over a month after he faced criticism for sharing a cartoon on Facebook in which a man resembling Donald Trump can be seen wearing a Nazi armband, a T-shirt reading, "I'm with alt-right," and giving the Heil Hitler salute. Okay. We know where you stand, Greg Morelli of Max's Deli in Highland Park, Illinois. We get it. Now, this whole ban the bump stock thing. I've changed my mind on this a little bit. Originally, I was thinking, you know, I don't really care. But then I got to thinking about it. Now I do care. You got Republicans like Bill Nelson out of Florida. I'm a hunter and have owned guns my whole life, but these automatic weapons are not for hunting, they're for killing. And this common sense bill would at the very least make it harder for someone to convert a semi-automatic rifle into what is essentially a fully automatic machine gun. Well, this guy's dancing in the blood. What does being a hunter have to do with it? So, this past Wednesday, he filed legislation with Senator Dianne Feinstein and other Democrats which would close a current loophole in the law that allows for these modifications. It's not a loophole. It's not a modification. It's a bolt-on. And Senate Bill 1916, a bill to prohibit the possession or transfer of certain firearm accessories and for other purposes. There is no text available to this. This is coming from the desk, by the way, of David Kodria, which is why I will give it to you as he gives it to you. No text is available. It has 29 co-sponsors, all Democrats so far. This is them posing, posturing. And they're also trying to get the Republicans to blink and to submit into a concession, any concession. And it's not enough that both the SHARE Act with suppressor reform and the national care, you know, the national reciprocity seem to be on, you know, not on the fast track. The Democrats want a trophy to display. Now, Britt Hume at Fox News, he said what he could do is reach some kind of deal. He's talking about Donald Trump. Some kind of deal where he wouldn't permit these conversion kits and these other measures that make a semi-automatic rifle perform like an automatic rifle. I'm not sure how the NRA would oppose that, if they would at all. Many of the A-rated endorsees are giving us a clue. The usual establishment suspects, Senators Cornyn, Hatch, Graham, Rubio, all making news is about making nice. In the House, Representatives Carlos Cabuelo and Freedom Caucus head Mark Meadows are also open to bill, and Bill Flores, who's a Republican, is out calling for an outright ban. Even Newt Gingrich can't seem to resist the siren call of compromise. The business of changing the rules as technology changes is flat out subversive. If it's drawn to its logical conclusion, it would relegate us all to flintlocks and forever deny me and you the weapons in common use at the time. And to a degree, the NRA seems to have given them a green light on this, despite who okayed it. GOA, 2AF, they've all come out against it. Bill Nelson, I'm a hunter, you know, that stuff. Without putting too fine of a point to it, the Second Amendment is not about hunting. It's about killing. Okay? It's about resisting. It's about resisting being killed. And as for being common sense, let's explore that. Let's take a look at how bump stock political talking points are being spread by the media to gin up banned amends from useful idiots who've never even heard of the term until a couple of days ago, and whose collective knowledge of them rivals Carolyn McCarthy's shoulder thing that goes up in competence. So, and these things are flying off the shelf. You can't find one anywhere. I saw one today at a gun shop that they were just holding, and somebody was going to pay them three times what the retail was. So, unless Nelson's bill, for example, provides for registration and confiscation of currently owned property and provides resources to attempt compliance enforcement, what's still out there will make a appropriate mockery of any new edict. And that's not really common sense. sort of the way they grandfathered, quote unquote, assault weapons when they banned assault weapons. So, after Newtown, there was no shortage of the self-styled gun rights leaders looking to give up something in order to stall the antis from going after something worse. And they were looking to throw a scrap of meat to a pair of circling jackals, and once they got that, they figured they just quit. And that's not common sense. But the bottom line is, they're looking for something to throw under the bus. And unlike the post-Newtown climate, Republicans now have majorities in the House and Senate and the White House, so the cynical political calculation with midterms in mind is all about staying in office. God forbid that they would support constituents who supported them instead of focus on education, on countering the lies. Bump stocks are not the issue. The principle of shall not be infringed is. Truth be known, we have a right to full automatic weapons and more. Patrick Henry warned, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. This is the beginning of another incremental infringement. We don't have to allow that. We can tell them to go pound sand, and they can't do anything about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. As we sit here, one or more bills have been introduced in Congress to outlaw bump fire stocks, like the ones allegedly, which were not allegedly, definitely used in the Las Vegas massacre. Why should you care? I'll tell you right now, I don't want one. There's a lot of reasons I don't want one. And for one thing, when that thing is running, if you're actually trying to hit something, forget about it. Unless it's really big, you might be able to shoot a blimp with one of those things, or a crowd of 22,000 people. So that's one reason I don't want one, because I don't have a use for it. They're inaccurate and they just waste ammo. They're a good way to turn money into noise, and they have no real practical utility for somebody like me. But that's not the issue here. The issue here is yet another assault on the right to keep and bear arms. The people control crowd see banning these devices as a low-hanging political fruit in an emotionally charged aftermath to Las Vegas. This happens again, and it might, they'll be after the device du jour. So what will be next? Standard capacity magazines, semi-auto rifles, red dot sights, cop killer bullets, as they call them, or as I call them, rifle ammo. Banning private firearm sales without government registration / permission. The list is gigantic and extensive. Because gun control is really a misnomer. This is people control. And the people controllers already have their wish list of future restrictions made. The bills to accomplish them, these laws, are already written, just waiting for an inflammatory incident to launch them. The bump fire thing didn't exist until this week because none of these guys knew it existed. So, in the broader context, a ban on bump fire stocks is just another attack on individual liberty. Why does anyone need a car that will go faster than 65 miles per hour, or at least the fastest speed limit posted in the United States? Why does anyone need to be able to send uncensored emails or make uncensored online posts? Why does anyone really need the privacy of their persons, papers, or homes if they're not criminals? Why does anyone need to own his or own property or live outside and urban apartment? That list is endless too, and all or these on the chopping block designed by those who want us all to be subservient to a tyrannous government. So where do we draw the line? That's been the question I've been asked before. Where do we start the fight? Here's where we draw the line right now, today. We do it right now. We do it hard and fast. We with bump fire stocks. Even if you, like me, think they're dumb. This is is the time we rise up and just say no. And by that, I mean absolutely no. It doesn't matter if some pro-gun group cuts a deal to throw bump fire stocks under the bus in exchange for leniency by our would-be masters or in exchange for some other favor. The message to Congress should still be absolutely no. There's your line. You wanted a line in the sand, I give it to you. Now, coming from the Pacific Ocean, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop offered to give advice to the U.S. after her about her country's gun control effort following the 1996 massacre in Port Arthur, where they got only one-fifth of the guns there. She told the Sunrise Morning Show during an interview on Australia's 7 Network, "I have no doubt that a debate will be raised again about the United States gun laws. Each state has different laws. What Australia can do is share our experience after the mass killing in Port Arthur back in the late 1990s when 35 people were killed by a lone gunman. You will recall that then Prime Minister John Howard then introduced national gun laws which banned automatic and semi-automatic weapons and included a national buyback scheme, which was backed by the force of law, by the force of government. Turn them in, we'll pay you what we say we're going to pay you, or we'll come for you." That's what Julie's talking about. She continued on, "So we've had this experience. We acted with a legislative response, and it'll be up to the U.S. lawmakers and legislators to deal with this issue." Australian-born author Nick Adams countered Bishop's assertion, telling Fox News Channel's Brian Kilmeade, "Look, there was a suite of measures that was introduced, reducing gun ownership, banning firearms, onerous regulations, but none of it has really made Australia a safer society." And he explained, "If you look at our murder rate, like the U.S., Australia's murder rate has dropped, but Australia's already low murder rate dropped from 1.6 for 100,000 in the mid-90s to about 1.1 in 100,000 in 2012. That's a drop of 31%, but in context, that's a drop from just over 300 murders a year to 235. Over the same time frame, though, the murder rate in the United States dropped a whopping 49%, and that despite a massive increase in guns in the U.S. over that same time frame. And you know the one thing that everyone wants to talk about when it comes to Australia, the reason why it's hailed is this idea about massacres, that there have been no mass shootings in Australia. Well, that's a lie. The reality, there have been 13 massacres, both with guns and other methods, over the last 21 years that this has been in place." Then they asked Richard Stolen Valor Blumenthal, a leading advocate of gun control from Connecticut, of course. He said, "I'm not familiar with all the Australian laws where we proposed a very common sense set of measures, background checks, a ban on assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and today a ban on sales of bump stocks that I think will have a very distinctly suited to America application." When asked if he would support a national mandatory buyback program on firearms like the one imposed on Australians in the 90s, he replied, "I would really have to see the specifics of a proposal. I can't comment in the abstract." Clinton could. She said, sure, why not? Prior to her losing for the second time around, now as for the bump fire stocks, I have to confess, I was wrong. I was wrong. I've been wrong since Wednesday. I've been saying I don't care about them. I don't care if they go. I care if they go now. And I apologize for not caring that they go, because I hadn't really thought about it that much, because I was just thinking about it through my lens. But then when I looked at it in the broader context, I was like, oh, this is the wrong way for me to be going. So that's why I've changed my mind. And I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate. The Senate, first of all, I think they'd have to get 60 votes on this. That's not going to be the easiest road to hoe. The other part about it that I think they're going to find problematic is once it gets out of there and goes to the House, but I don't think it's going to pass the Senate. I don't care what they propose. This is not going to stop anything. Nobody has explained to me how a guy with a hammer could break a window rated at 800 pounds in hurricane force winds, or 800 miles per hour, or whatever it was. I really want to know that. I want to know how a guy with a hammer does that when it's designed to withstand a hurricane. I also want to know why hurricane glass was on a hotel in Las Vegas. Does Las Vegas get hurricanes? Have I been totally insulated from these things? Nobody's explained anything to me about that. Of course, it's not necessary that they explain it to me. I just would like to know, just because this seems to be pretty important to some people. But 3 phone calls a week. You're 1 representative, you're 2 senators. That's just, you know, it's not even really me asking about it. This is a suggestion for you that I'm going to be doing. It will pay for itself, trust me. It will pay for itself. You can spend the weekend getting the phone numbers. You can go to, you can look it up on the internet. Put it in your phone. Under Second Amendment Savior, have the 3 different numbers. Just call them. Tell them where you are. Tell them where you live and what you want. Demand it. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.